This is episode number 2196 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, April 19th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Well, Jennifer Grey is finally talking about her nose job. Jobs.
There's more than one?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
There were two. Yes.
Huh. That I did not know.
She has revealed that going under the knife was initially her mother's idea.
She was pretty young. You must admit. She got the nose job or jobs. Don't know when she got the second one. But I know she got the one right after Dirty Dancing. She was like, I don't know, she was like 19.
It was right after Dirty Dancing?
Yeah, right after Dirty Dancing, yeah.
Now, Jennifer admitted that she had been hearing the suggestion from a very young age. She said, I understood that you had to change your name and you had to do certain things. And it was just normalized, right?
Yeah.
You can't be Jewish, you know? You can't look
okay,
Jewish.
Okay, all right, said. I get that. Yeah.
So, and then, yes, she had two surgeries.
At that time, you couldn't. I think to be something in Hollywood, you had to be versatile looking so that you could not always do, you know, the whole, you know, I'm the Jewish daughter thing or the Jewish American princess thing or whatever you want to call it. Yeah.
Well, and her nose is always a matter of conversation, you know.
Yes, but here's
how
the deal.
How could Patrick Swayze ever like that nose?
No.
I actually heard that before.
Okay, fine, but here's the deal.
Nobody puts baby's nose in the corner.
Yeah, guess what? I think it ruined her career.
That's what it said as well.
She became totally unrecognizable, and everybody had kind of fallen in love with her. That look is in Dirty Dancing. She was also in Ferris Bueller. I mean, we knew what she looked like. We could.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like as if she had straightened her hair, you know, and all that curly hair, and never went curly again. It would have been, you know, I don't know.
Well, it certainly changed her look. I mean, it did.
Well, yeah, she did not look like herself. You have to look at her now and look at her and go like, yeah, I kind of see it, but yeah. she still
looks different.
She looks, of course.
So the two surgeries, so after the first one, she had a second one meant to correct an irregularity caused by the first.
Oh my God. Can
you
imagine?
But it left her nose truncated and dwarfed.
I don't think that it's a bad nose job. I think it's fine. But I think, like I said, she just was unrecognizable as Jennifer Grey after that. It was like, oh, this is not the same woman.
Well, she was unrecognizable because she recalled a painful memory.
Yes.
She attended a movie premiere shortly after the second one. Well, I imagine after the swelling and bruising went down.
And the bandages came off.
And Michael Douglas, he didn't recognize her.
Oh, my God. Why would he know her in the first place? I don't know if that's
well, I don't know. Maybe because of her dad.
Or whatever. Well, yeah, of course her dad was very famous.
And
but
then
her dad had a nose job. I believe her mom had a nose job.
Probably.
This was kind of the family thing. Oh, you get a nose job.
And then she said, you get a nose job, and you get a nose job. This is Hollywood. Of course, she said as a result of her decision to change her appearance, she was shunned
Hollywood. I think everybody's like, sorry, nobody knows who you are. She's got a new book out. I think it's called something like Out of the Corner. Get it? Out of the Corner.
Uh-huh.
And for more, I guess you could go read that.
Well, the Kardashians are in court.
What?
Suing Blac Chyna.
Oh.
Remember her?
Yeah.
Rob's baby mama.
Yeah.
And plaintiff in another lawsuit against the entire Kar Jenner clan.
Yeah, she sued them.
Yeah, for loss of future earning capacity.
Uh-huh. And such.
So yesterday was the beginning of jury selection.
For?
And the Kar Jenners were in court.
Oh, they're suing her.
That's right.
Okay, so it's like they're suing back and forth. Okay. So now, it's a jury trial. Wow.
Uh-huh.
Wow, that's interesting.
Now, one prospective juror in particular made it all a little bit creepy when he said, well, I've watched Kim's sex tape.
Oh, no.
And I don't think I can be impartial on this case.
Oh, my God. I don't think that I can admit that in court. And is that, was that a question of one of the lawyers? Are you familiar with these ladies? Have you watched the sex tape? I mean, is that the question they're going to ask?
Now, if you want out of jury duty, that was the golden ticket.
That's the golden ticket. Okay. Well, I saw the sex tape, and I just don't think I can keep my mind on the trial.
Well, it was. He said he kept going.
Oh, did he? Oh, yes. He had more to say.
He wanted to make sure he got the golden ticket.
What did he say?
He even told the judge that he'd just been replaying that sex tape over and over again in his head.
Oh, my God. How cringy. Oh, yeah. No.
In front of a room full of people.
In front of Kim. How mortifying is that? Look, I mean, I get it. She did a sex tape. That's been years.
Yeah, but is that mortifying for her? Because she's like in her head going, oh, it made me rich. Look at me today.
Yeah, no, but I mean, it's got to be embarrassing. You know, here's a guy that's
she
talking about
she gets embarrassed all the way to the
creepy.
Bank. I don't feel bad
know,
about that.
But he's talking about being creepy watching her get it on with Ray J. Yeah. That's creepy. I don't care who you are. So, okay.
Hey,
so he's excused.
Juror excused. Now, another mentioned that it would be difficult for him to be impartial during the trial because he doesn't like reality TV.
Yeah.
And he wished the show wasn't on any longer. So there's that.
Well, there's 40% of the people in the world agree with that guy, too. OMG. Yeah. Okay. Juror excused.
Well, there goes two.
There goes two. I mean, it's going to be a long battle. Why are they? Is that common for the plaintiffs and even the defendant to be present for jury selection? I guess it is. I suppose it is. I mean, this is the Kardashians. They're all. And why are they all there? Why are they all there? That's what I don't know.
I don't know. It's jury selection.
You know what? Kendall had to race her butt back from Coachella because she was out there, you know, shooting
selfies.
She's
always at Coachella.
She was out there shooting selfies with no top on and her arms across her breasts. So she had to get dressed. She had to get made up and get back to town. You know, it's like 3-hour drive with traffic. It's 4 to get from Coachella to Los Angeles.
Well, first off, she has a driver.
Wow, that's true.
So she could always get dressed in the limo ran out of time.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Like, Kendall, get your clothes on.
Put your clothes on, Kendall. Jeez. You know who would have been great at Coachella without her clothes on? I'm just thinking. Talk about cringy, right? That's me. I'm Mr. Cringy.
Mm-hmm.
More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, Ann.
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.